7 killed and dozens injured following series of weekend shootings in Chicago. A spate of shootings in Chicago has led to at least 7 deaths and 38 injuries since Friday evening, police say, prompting President Donald Trump to renew his call for a military intervention in the nation's third-largest city. "Why isn't Governor Pritzker calling me for help? I could make Chicago a safe city in 1 month, in 1 year, it would be one of the safest," Trump said in a Sunday morning Truth Social post. The office of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, a potential 2028 Democratic presidential contender who has repeatedly rebuffed Trump's calls for a military intervention, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Under Trump, National Guard troops have been deployed on crime-fighting missions in Democrat-led cities including New Orleans, Washington, and Memphis, Tennessee. While Chicago Police Department data shows a slight uptick in shooting incidents compared to the first half of last year, violent crime rates have generally dropped in the city over the past few years, in parallel with national trends. Preliminary information shared by Chicago police indicate there have been at least 24 shooting incidents since 5 p.m. on Friday. Those killed by gunfire include a 21-year-old shot in the chest Sunday, an 18-year-old shot in the armpit Saturday evening, and a 50-year-old shot in the chest Friday. At least 12 people in a crowd on a Chicago street suffered gunshot wounds Friday evening after an SUV pulled up and 2 people inside started shooting, police said. The 8 men and 4 women in the group ranged in age from 17 to 47. They were being treated at 4 hospitals. Police said another man suffered unknown injuries and refused medical treatment. That shooting happened on Juneteenth, a holiday that celebrates the end of slavery in the United States. Earlier Friday, former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama welcomed the first visitors to his presidential center on the South Side. What should have been a night of celebration and community reflection for Juneteenth was shattered by a horrific act of violence, Mayor Brandon Johnson said in an X post Saturday. "My thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their loved ones. Violence has no place in our city, and those responsible will be held accountable," he said. Other major U.S. cities experienced shootings over the weekend. In Philadelphia, 2 people were killed and 2 others wounded following a shooting early Sunday morning, according to Fox 29. In Cincinnati, a shooting killed 3 people Saturday evening, WLWT reported. And police in Kansas City, Missouri say they are investigating a shooting Friday evening that left 1 dead and 5 wounded.